He represents this future and at the same time mediates it. So following the emphasis on divine sonship and the emphasis on true humanity, the very old titles for Jesus, namely Messiah or Ho-Erchomenos, the coming one, seems quite timely again. In him who from cross God-forsakenness and hell was raised, we can become certain of a future which will conquer God-forsakenness and hell. But this is only one dimension. The other is that the fulfillment of the resurrection hope must now be joined with the expectation of a future which has not existed before, that is, with the expectation of the presence of God, who announces himself in word and spirit, but is not yet visibly present. So the ultimately new lies in the promise, he will dwell with them, and they shall be his people. The individual resurrection hope can fulfill itself only in the universal future of God, in which God is really God and will be all in all. The hope for such a presence of God, who nobody has seen so far, can be fulfilled only if the negatives of death, suffering, tears, guilt, and evil have disappeared from reality, that is, in a new creation, which, figuratively speaking, is no longer a mixture of day and night, earth and sea, and in which, ontologically translated, being and non-being are no longer intertwined. The hope for the future in which God is God and a new creation his dwelling place, the expectation of that homeland of identity in which man is at one with God, with nature and himself, radically anew confronts the unfulfilled present with the theodicy question. Where freedom has come near, the chains begin to hurt. Where life is close, death becomes deadly. Where God proclaims his presence, the God-forsakenness of the world turns into suffering. Thus, the theodicy question, born of suffering and pain, negatively mirrors the positive vision for God's future. We begin to suffer from the conditions of our world if we begin to love the world and to identify ourselves with the world. And we begin to love the world if we are able to discover hope for it. And we discover hope for this world if we hear the promise of a future which stands against frustration and apathy, transiency and death. To be sure, we can find certainty only in the midst of uncertainty. To be sure, we can hope for God only in the pain of the open theodicy question. But I think it does not take more to make man immortal.